And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. American Legion Baseball last night. Albert Lea on the road at Winona. Winona picks up the win 9-4. In high school baseball, last regular season game for Lake Mills, Estherville Lincoln Central beats the Bulldogs 20-0. Lake Mills will start their postseason coming up tomorrow. Class 1A Substate 2, Lake Mills will face Nashua Plainfield. That game at Newman Catholic in Mason City starting at 5. Also tomorrow in the postseason, Northwood Kensett, they're going to take on North Iowa. That game at West Fork, and that's going to start at 5. Ryan Jeffers and Miguel Sano homered, and the Minnesota Twins scored 3 runs in the 7th inning. They rally past Detroit last night 5-3. Same two teams tonight, game 2 of that 4-game series. Pregame at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10 right here on Kate. NBA Finals game number 2. Phoenix shot lights out from beyond the arc. The Suns were 20 of 40 from three-point range. Devin Booker had 31 points. Mikal Bridges with 27. Chris Paul with 23. The Suns are up 2-0. They beat the Bucks 118-108. Giannis had 42 points and 12 rebounds in the loss for Milwaukee. Game 3 shifts to Milwaukee on Sunday with the tip-off at 7. Fans will be banned from Tokyo-area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks. The city's governor made the announcement on Thursday after meeting with organizers of the pandemic-postponed games. The Japanese government put the capital under a COVID-19 state of emergency because of rising new infections in the highly contagious Delta variant. Now, it's a serious blow for Japanese taxpayers and local organizers of the games, which already had been postponed from 2020 by the coronavirus. Now, hundreds of millions of dollars in ticket revenue will be lost, and that must be made up by the government. Ash Barty will face Carolina Pliskova tomorrow in the first Wimbledon women's final for both, as Barty beat 2018 Wimbledon champion Angelique Kerber 6-3, 7-6 to become the first woman from Australia to reach the title match at Wimbledon since 1980. Now, Pliskova, she advanced by coming back to eliminate the number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. Also in tennis news, Rafael Nadal will return to competition by making his debut at the City Open in Washington coming up later this month. Now, Nadal has not played since his loss to Novak Djokovic in the semifinals of the French Open last month. The 35-year-old Spaniard decided to sit out Wimbledon and the Tokyo Games. Julio Urias picked up his Major League leading 11th win as the Dodgers avoided a 4-game sweep in Miami as Urias, he allowed a leadoff homer, then pitched shutout ball through the 7th inning as the Dodgers beat the Marlins 6-1. He allowed just 5 hits and struck out 9. His record is now 11-3. Jed Lowry and Matt Olson collected RBIs in the 1st inning. The A's, they beat the Astros 2-1. Frankie Montas, he fanned 10 while allowing 5 hits and a run over 6 2/3 innings. The Mariners, they blanked the Yankees 4-0. Logan Gilbert pitched 1-hit ball over 7 innings in the best start of his young career. The Rockies, they won for just the 7th time in 40 road games as Dom Nunez doubled twice and singled in a run, 9-3 victory over the Diamondbacks. Also in baseball, Franmil Reyes hit a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the 9th inning as the Cleveland Indians ended a 9-game losing streak. They beat Kansas City 7-4. Also in baseball, Philadelphia shut out the Chicago Cubs 8-0. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 5-3. Trevor Bauer's administrative leave has been extended by 7 days to July 15th by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Now, MLB investigators continue to look into allegations of sexual misconduct against Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher. Bauer was placed on 7 days paid leave back on July 2nd. Astros middle infielders Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa will not play in next week's All-Star game after being named reserves for the game in Denver. Altuve cited a leg issue for his reason to skip the game, and Carrera wants to spend time with his wife as they await the birth of their first child. And Zayla Avant-Garde breezed to a championship of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana, did not show much stress on stage and only struggled with one word. She is the first African-American winner of the Bee and the only second black champion in the Bee's 96-year history. Now, Zayla has described spelling as a side hobby, although she routinely practiced for 7 hours a day. She is a basketball prodigy who hopes to play in the WNBA someday. Now, Zayla twirled giggled and leaped with excitement after spelling the winning word, which was Mariah. It's spelled M-U-R-R-A-Y-A, and the definition, a genus of tropical, Asiatic, and Australian trees. Again, that winning spelling bee word, Mariah, M-U-R-R-A-Y-A. Again, Twins baseball coming up tonight. The Twins and the Tigers pregame at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10. And American Legion baseball last night, Winona beat Albert Lea 9-4. That's sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm.